What's up, everybody? This is the What Kind of Black Nerd Podcast, episode 28.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody? Yeah, hey. I see you. I saw you. You ain't gonna get me. Yeah, but this is episode 28. I was mistaken last week, and none of my castmates corrected me. I said 28 last week, but this is 28 this week. More importantly, more than just me rambling about what episode is, I have three fine human beings with me. To whichever direction you can see her, we have Black Girl Marvel. Say hello, Black Girl Marvel.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, La. Thanks for joining us.
You do realize we can see your face now, Kyle. So
I know.
It looks a lot better than last time where it just popped the fuck up and was like,
He was, bro, man, from the fifth floor. To my other direction, we have the one man beat machine, Tesla. What's going on?
That didn't sound.
It was like the worst one he's done so far.
The one man beat machine, my bad. With the Black Widow shirt on, he's killing his hands.
Doom. Wait, hold on.
Personal issue.
You need to get some stuff on there if we're gonna do it like this. You have some sound effects. And last but never least, the one and the only Little Sweets. What's going on?
What up though, everybody? It's your boy Sweet. Now only Locke can make that sound right. What up though?
He's more invisible than Rey Mysterio's eyeball.
Damn.
That was so terrible. That was so terrible. Oh my God.
Honestly. It was everything I expected to be, which was shit. So it I had no surprises.
So is that where we start? And we start with Rey Mysterio's googly eye? Is that where we start?
If you're still watching WWE, why? Like, why? Who hurt you?
Okay. Who hurt you? To be fair, last night, wrestling-wise, wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Especially the Alexa Bliss with the Sister Abigail part. That was kind of cool. But
if they're gonna do it, they should have had Paige be Sister Abigail. If they're ever gonna do that, that just plays better. But it was a good weekend for wrestling. You had Slammiversary from Impact,
and AKA WWE returns,
pretty much. and then you had the horror show at Extreme Rules. So in totality, it was a good weekend to be a wrestling fan. More on the Impact side.
All right,
y'all two under there just look so. Bored and disinterested. La just looks like La, but she looks.
This is my Star Wars face. you get to see it now.
Because your eyes are open. So it's really nice.
I'm going to have to change it when I want to go to sleep. Yep. So when my icon comes up, I'm asleep.
I've had people say, like, is somebody asleep on that episode? I'm like, yeah, somebody
yeah,
asleep.
Yeah, that boy knocked out.
Like, I thought I heard somebody snoring. Like, yeah, my man's.
You know what? I appreciate that people are listening that well they can tell someone is asleep. I appreciate you guys if you're listening right now. Yes, I've taken a couple Z's a few times. But going into video game news, we got the Beat Machine. Let's go, Tesla. What you got over there?
Look
at him looking like God shining on him for a change.
Hey.
So, other than Microsoft's going to be having their
shit show,
their show on Thursday, which more likely is going to disappoint all of us again.
Premature.
But just being honest, we do have two big things of news. One I actually just found out about. The first is that Sony began mass production in June for their console, and they are looking to have 10 million consoles available by the end of this year.
That shit going like hotcakes, baby.
Well, here's where it gets interesting. So the second bit of news is why it's very important. Apparently, on Reddit, users who dug into a source code for Sony's Direct PlayStation website found out that Sony will be limiting PS5 pre-orders to one per household.
That's smart.
So
I'm not mad at that.
Even so, apparently, and that not only means via just your, like, if you're doing it via Amazon or any other website, if you use your email address, you have to put multiple email addresses in to pre-order it. Mm-hmm. And even then, they might catch you. So that is incredibly smart, because that means everyone is going to try to get one, because I'm of the mindset that they're going to be maybe, I want to say 3 million will be dedicated solely toward like going into a store. So like Walmart, Target, I don't think Best Buy, I don't think GameStop's going to be carrying them. I don't think GameStop will be carrying either Xbox or PlayStation, just because both companies seem to be drifting away from messing with GameStop. But
No, they're still going to sell hard. They're still going to sell consoles. I have a GameStop friend, and as far as he knows, he's just waiting for the pre-order date. That works at GameStop, is one of the managers there. They're just waiting for a date. Now, digitals, if anyone's trying to do anything digital, like I said previously, you won't be able to do that at GameStop anymore, for at least PlayStation. I do not know for Xbox, but I know PlayStation, Sony has removed all digital game content. Well, I don't know about DLCs, but I know for sure, like, actual full digital games. No, because they still got the cards for, like, buying stuff for expansions and stuff like that in there.
Okay.
So, but buying a full game digitally, they are not giving that to them.
Yeah, and I'm personally getting a digital copy. I don't see the point in getting a disc version of the system, but I'm planning on getting mine through either Sony or Amazon, just as a way to make sure I get it directly to my home immediately and not have to worry about truckers or anything like that, or something to that effect, where someone knocks off an Amazon truck and steals everybody's PS5s.
Or leaves the truck on Evergreen.
Right. And nobody should do that. And if they do, they should not try to contact me on Twitter at Team Chaos.
Or at J Tesla on Twitter.
I mean, Blacklist Gamers.
That would be absolutely horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Appalling, even.
Yeah, you're not appalled. You're a thief.
Right.
You don't even know where that came from.
Friday after next.
I'm talking about Tesla.
I don't care. I'm being honest. If someone contacted me and say, hey, I got a PS5 for you, let me just go this way. But other than that, there wasn't a lot that came out in gaming news. No big games came out last week.
Go ahead. I'll ask in a second.
Nothing major. Paper Mario and the Origami King came out last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty good. It's not too bad. Other than that, no big games came out last week. Nothing of
huge. Really?
Nothing at all.
He doesn't. I asked him not to talk about it, but you can mention it briefly. You can talk about
your 30 minutes. So, Ghost of Tsushima came out last Friday.
Just don't squirt on the camera.
Wow.
Continue. Come on. Continue.
But it's a great game so far. If you want to get my full opinion on it, go to jtesla.wordpress.com tomorrow, and you'll see my full review of it.
All right. Did you beat the game yet?
I have not, but I'm pretty much at the point where I know how the game's going to end. So,
okay. All right. We'll talk about it next week, because I'm going to actually probably try to play it this week. Did we talk about Xbox, how they're getting rid of all of their – they're not making any more Xbox One consoles?
No, we did not, because it came out right after we dropped the episode.
Yeah, so they're not making any more Xbox One consoles. So they're kind of – even though they say – they're not trying to force anyone to the next generation by making no more X1 consoles. You're forcing people into the next generation.
And that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, by the way, since we didn't mention it yet, Xbox has come out and say they, for probably the first year and a half, they won't have any exclusive content.
Why am I not surprised?
So,
so that means there's no Halo, no Hellblade.
I do not know, but that's what the article said, that there's no exclusive content for maybe the first year and a half. So all they're going to have is second party games.
So there's no point in getting the Xbox then.
Just to collect dust.
So this kind of increases the report about Sony increasing their units to 10 million units that they have made. Which, speaking of that, I didn't get a chance to mention this. I just remembered it. During that, which I'm not going to say it's horrible, but it was unnecessary to do that whole Geoff Keighley hands up with the controller thing. They announced that Astro's Playroom that was shown during the PS5 event will be free and on every console, no matter if you get disc or discless version of the console. But Sony is not giving up on the PS4 just yet. So there's a possibility we might get more PS4 exclusives for the PS4.
I'm pretty sure.
Might be on the PS5 as well.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. But yeah, great. Just like I didn't want the U2 album. We got that.
I mean, look, if it's something to play to give me some extra trophies while I wait for my other stuff to download, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'll let my kids play it. They won't get too much opportunities to play on my PS5, but I'll let them play
that. that is facts. I mean, they got the PS4.
They got the PS4. Got PS5. They don't need the
PS5. That's still funny. But, hilarious.
But is there any other news I can think of? No, I think that's pretty much it.
Gaming news?
Yeah, we got nothing regarding Nintendo, because Nintendo has dropped nothing regarding...
I think they have a conference this week, too.
They had a mini conference today. They announced Shin Megami Tensei 5 is coming later down the line, but in a remaster of their third game. But they announced nothing for Breath of the Wild 2. They won't update... No update to the Smash Brothers, no Donkey Kong, no nothing.
All right. So thank you, Tesla, for our video game news. Now off to our TV and movie news. Who wants to take this one?
I'll go.
Go ahead, dude.
No, ladies first.
Oh, no, I was going to say a couple of the Disney Plus MCU films have been pushed back, been delayed due to COVID.
Damn COVID.
That is WandaVision got pushed back until she got delayed. She's supposed to come out this year, I think. She got delayed until 2021.
Mm-hmm. Right around the time of Doctor Strange too. That makes sense.
Yep, that makes sense. But Falcon and the Winter Soldier got pushed.
Mm-hmm. And they're not that far from completing either.
Yeah, they're almost done. Even with the delays, they're saying that Loki should still come out spring 2021. So,
have they given a date for what Falcon Winter Soldier yet?
Not that I have seen. I don't
think so. Another article said they're still trying to have it come out this year. They're still working on it.
Because you would want it to tie into Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they really, outside of Mandalorian, don't have any big marquee content to entice new subscribers. And that, with COVID doing everything that was knocking off about three shows that were going to come out this year, it really is going to hurt their bottom line, because I love Disney Plus because I can watch every episode of The Simpsons. But for somebody that wants to come into it brand new, there's not that much to really entice you that you possibly haven't already seen.
I don't think it'll knock off their bottom line so much to where people are going to just drop the service altogether. Like,
it's a lot of stuff on there.
It's not to just give up. Like, it's...
Yeah, they still have their animated studios that can do a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. And they give you a lot of original content, too, that you don't get anywhere else for, like, the shows that they already had on there and the movies that they're creating. So it's kind of like, you know, for $6, $7, I mean.
Like, I can guarantee you, people that haven't watched Hamilton on Disney Plus will be watching it during the fall.
That struck their sales up really high.
Oh, hell yeah. It really
they
did.
They needed something.
And they could do documentaries about that and for months.
I won't say they needed it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it was very handsomely helped them, but I won't say it was a needed thing.
Wait, you don't like Hamilton?
No, he's saying that Disney Plus needed Hamilton.
They needed some type of new content. The last new content they had was what?
Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl, which was supposed to come out in theaters, which honestly they hadn't did a great job of promoting it beforehand. They had moved.
And the movie wasn't half bad.
Not half bad, but I mean that wasn't a huge draw. I mean, I turned it off after the first like 15 minutes. It really didn't keep my interest.
The books were better. Remember,
yeah, I've heard that the books were better, and they had switched the release date already on the film even before everything happened with COVID. So it really didn't give me a big, you know, hope that they were really confident in that movie that it was going to be a draw to, you know, watch Disney Plus for Artemis Fowl.
People don't do book movies correct anyway. I don't care what company you are. I think the only people who have done it right is the WB with the Harry Potter series. And even they left out a lot of stuff, but they kept the essence enough that you was like, I can mess with this.
Well, and then I think, Lord of the Rings?
Rings kind of deviated a little bit.
Even with The Hobbit, they beat everybody over the head with that shit. It was like 12 movies for The Hobbit.
Pretty much.
Motherfuckers said, well, then I'm going to remaster these bitches. Like, no, they just came out. What are you doing? No.
And then he was like, yo, what about the extended version?
Like, no. No.
They got a Chucky TV series that's supposed to premiere sometime this year. I don't know when.
Fuck sci-fi. Fuck sci-fi.
Why? Oh, I know why.
Okay, the Chucky doll is supposed to look like the original, like 1984 Chucky or whatever. Like
nobody. Okay, I'm sorry. Nobody asked for a Chucky series. We all asked for a Vagrant Queen season 2. We all asked for a Krypton season 3. We all asked for maybe a continuation of the Magicians. I don't know. You know, shows that have from the color.
Magicians ran its course.
Come on, bro. I'm just saying, I find it
uniquely weird that they want to get rid of shows that have people of color and LGBT representation in them, but bring on a fucking white doll.
Well, if only 3 people watching Vagrant Queen, they going to end it.
And well, it all depends on how you're marketing. And damn, they gave no marketing to that.
I was one of the 3. So.
And I was the second person.
And I was the 3rd, and I fell off. So, it got canceled.
Yeah.
The Bad Batch got announced. We forgot about that.
What the fuck is that?
The Bad Batch is a Star Wars group.
Is that a cartoon?
It'll be basically like that. It's almost like
disgusted. Your face.
All right. I was confused. We were talking about Star Wars, so you know, I mean.
It was a. It's
no, no, no. I love cartoons. You know that, but I was just saying, like,
in the Clone Wars, that is essentially they were mentioned in the Mandalorian, and they're going to use that as an offshoot to do that as well.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Chaos's face is so hilarious right now.
I swear, is it Frozen?
It might be, but that is like the thumbnail. That is a thumbnail.
Oh my god!
He bought the screenshot. It's that's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might be Frozen. I'm just gonna continue.
That picture is the one they should show you when it was like this man robbed this bank.
And now he's double connected, so now it's just his face there permanently.
Yeah, no, somebody was actually trying to call me by Facebook Messenger.
Okay. Why? He's popular out here.
Don't worry about that.
Something shady. But I'll continue.
Lord have mercy.
The Christopher Nolan film Tenet is being delayed as well, which some people are very angry about.
Christopher Nolan said, "I'd be
take that off my news."
He said, "I'd be damned if my shit come out video on demand." He said, "I'd be damned."
I read something. They said that it was removed from the release schedule and delayed indefinitely.
Yeah, he's gonna wait until actual movie time is back.
So September 2021.
But for me, I like this because, like, once again, like, somebody of color getting slighted by something. Even if it's not, like, you know, a white person or, you know, somebody in power. It's, like, you getting slighted by, like, a pandemic.
Because you're a white person.
Thank you. And you getting slighted by the pandemic. So I would want them to stop. Let this, you know, let's get my man the shine that he needs, you know.
This movie can't fail. There's too much invested in this film. They can't take a loss on this one. Just how much money they put into that movie? I mean, I've heard estimates they need to hit at least $750 million to break even. So this film's pretty much going to gross $1 billion anyway. But if this is the first large scale film that is released in theaters, it's going to make. I said it earlier on the group chat and the page that it's going to be one of two things. It's either going to really underperform because people are not coming out of their houses by the time this comes out, or you're going to get the people who are just dying to get that type of escape and actually relax in a movie theater, which if you can in 2020 or 2021.
If you go to the Imagine, you can relax.
I don't think it's going to come out for a while. I don't think it's going to come out until like people are comfortable like going to the movies or going to see something, because I don't think Christopher Nolan wants to like test that theory of are people comfortable enough to leave their house.
I don't think he's going to be given a choice.
No, WB backs him because of
the paper he brings
Batman
in.
Batman series, like the movie, like the money that he brings in.
No, I totally understand that, but I feel as though if Disney starts releasing their big projects on their streaming service and just starts dropping hit after hit, like if they drop Black Widow and then Mulan and then whatever the fuck else they got, and but Warner Brothers just sitting here with nothing to release, they're gonna force his hand.
Well, here's my thing about it. This is more about actors and stuff like that, about money. Well, these people had stuff in their contracts based on how many sales were done and everything like that. This is actually fucking with their paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a lot of things we talked about, because I'll be saying like, yo, we need to discuss my contract because none of this shit is in here. So how do I quantify how much money or my bonus is supposed to be based on digital streams? Mm-hmm. Hell, artists,
exactly.
Musical artists don't even know what a fucking digital stream is. So how the fuck is a movie star supposed to know what a stream is?
Exactly.
Their job is to show up, read their lines, and then leave.
So
like RDJ got money off of every ticket that was sold for, I think, Infinity War and Civil War. He got money, like first day money.
But he was off smart, of ticket though. Sales. But
no,
he
was saying, smart.
It wasn't just those two. It was also Spider-Man as well.
Yeah. You know, so
he was smart. He made that deal.
No, I'm saying though,
but
that's
who would think like, oh yeah, we're gonna
do
this
that with the download.
Yeah,
you know,
first day downloads of the movie if it's on demand. Like that's just something to think about, you know. Like it's a different ballgame.
We live in that time now. Everything's streaming. You need to start having that mindset.
But see, that's why I say Disney's in a better Disney's in a better position than Warner Brothers is, because for the most part, they have a winning hand. If I drop Mulan digitally in the U.S. only, I still have China I could drop it in. So I can still make millions of dollars there. Black Widow? Well, I mean, maybe.
Speaking of China.
China feels some way about Mulan, but...
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's still going to sell.
Speaking of China, apparently China has a two-hour restriction for movies. So I believe...
So movies have to be under 2 hours?
Movies have to be under 2 hours. And apparently Tenet is supposed to be more than 2 hours. So I think I think Campia was talking about it, how that's going to affect them. Because I guess...
So how did Endgame work then?
I don't know. This might be a new rule. Maybe because they don't... Especially with Corona going on, they may have limited how long someone can be in a movie theater.
Yeah, that's probably a new thing, because having 60 people in a movie theater under 2 hours versus
in a enclosed
place.
I feel like you should limit.
Right, it might not be 60 people. It might be like.
I feel like you should limit
30.
Limit the attendance, not the film.
Yeah, and then people should be sitting like every three seats or something like that.
Every three seats. See how many people that is. Just how many people can fit into this theater. Like, I don't think you should be like, well, it's up to y'all to cut the movie for. No, because if my movie go 256, it go 256.
Yeah.
With the way that everybody is just bending over backwards for the Chinese market for those film dollars, I can honestly see that being something that a lot of filmmakers start taking into account. And then just on DVD or streaming, it'll be the director's cut. You know, it'll be an extra 90 minutes on the film.
I don't really like that. I think it's just because of Corona. I think that it doesn't really apply. That's why, like I'm saying about digital streams for movies. So you got the two-hour limit for if you're going to a theater, which only applies to China because there's no theaters here. I don't know about any other countries. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on that have to be changed and people have to adjust. So... it's going to be interesting for the end of the year, and to supposedly if Oxford actually has a real cure for everyone. So,
speaking of the Chinese film market, the Sonic film has actually premiered over in China this week.
Oh, wow.
So is probably going to continue to be the highest grossing film, or at least in the top five highest grossing films of 2020. I really didn't see Sonic being one of the biggest movies of
the
year.
Shout out to Cyclops, man. He picked a winner.
But, Sonic, if they haven't already illegally downloaded over there, going into a movie theater and seeing Sonic will probably be an escape. And Sega is, you know, still a huge company over there because they still have some content they release just in the Japanese market, so in the Chinese market. So it's probably going to make a lot of money over there, so... we're guaranteed to probably see a Sonic 2.
Hmm. And speaking of, I thought we brought it up last week with the Old Guard. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing more streaming service pick up more movies. Like, the fact that the Old Guard wasn't picked up by any major film company and just released on Netflix as a way to release it, don't be surprised if more and more movies that aren't solely Disney or solely Warner Brothers go Netflix, Hulu,
But I think that was totally. Yeah, I think that was like a total Netflix thing anyway. I
mean, yeah,
That was based off a comic book. Cursed is based off a comic book.
Yeah. I mean, think of like movies like Extraction. Like that's a new. Hemsworth could have run with that.
But that was a Netflix movie. Yeah, it was.
He could make a series off that, and that could be the future stuff like that. Because I feel
like it's already future. I feel like Netflix is cornering the market on like. Making compelling stories, getting high names, getting good directors to come over, because I think they got some stuff in for the Russo brothers. Like the Russo brothers got something that they might take to Netflix as well. So like Netflix is killing that. Like they everybody else needs to catch up. Like they trying, like Amazon Prime is trying. All this, like, but Netflix is killing that market for me.
The one thing they have more than pretty much any other streaming service outside of Disney is money. And they and they have the viewers. So the one thing that they're really trying to do now is create IPs. You know, 3-4 years ago, Netflix was just about throw as much content as we can as possible and see what sticks. Hey, we got Stranger Things. Hey, we got House of Cards. You know, hey, we got what's the cartoon with the kids? Big Mouth. No, not Big Mouth.
No, that was it.
Whatever.
Big Mouth.
You know, they try BoJack Horseman too. You know, they're just throwing content out there. If something sticks, hey, we'll give it 2 or 3 seasons and see if we can get something out of it. Now, when you got Disney on their heels, when Hulu is now trying to come out with some other content and having, you know, FX content on there with Peacock coming out, you know, you have to really start making yourself stand out with content nobody else can watch. And Umbrella Academy.
But I feel like sometimes. When you in the lead so far, you can skip the rest of the way because it takes people a little bit to catch up. Because I feel like Netflix took Blockbuster's blueprint and was like, we can do it better than y'all. Because for a while, Blockbuster was doing this. Blockbuster was doing like
the series. Blockbusters are the idiots because they should have just bought Netflix.
They could have bought them for like $10 million.
Yep, and it was like, no, but you see what I'm saying? Like they took that and was like, oh, y'all don't know what y'all got. So we about to make it better. And yeah, when Netflix started, it was all C-list movies, TV shows nobody wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And they build up their rep, and now they're one of the biggest streaming services ever.
And that's the funny thing, because I saw something earlier on Netflix that had me think that Netflix is going to start bringing that, coming back to form where it was before Disney Plus got on the air. The fact that they can now, they're not putting anime on their streaming platform is going to help them a lot, because there are certain animes I haven't seen on Crunchyroll or Funimation or any of those websites that they have that is really, really good. If they can keep doing that kind of stuff, that's going to definitely help with that whole anime community that want to watch anime in the U.S. but can't do because they don't want to go on a website that's like if they open it up, it's going to take 15 pop-ups to watch 30 seconds of it. So stuff like that. Like there's an anime on there called Brand New Animal, which I have been watching on the internet the first 2 episodes. I could find nowhere else, and then I go on Netflix one day, and it's just right there.
Right. But they also giving like voices to like new creators. Like it's so much like weird, new, other country content that I've never seen before. That like new people, different directors, people from Africa, different.
Me and my wife put me out, and I won't even take the credit for it. My wife put me on a lot of Nollywood movies. And so we watch a lot of those. So, like, when you look through our movie selections, they give you a lot of options for a lot of the stuff in Nigeria and all that stuff like that, Lagos and everything like that. So we get a lot of those movies.
They're branching out.
They're really fucking good. Yeah.
They're giving voices to, like, and that's with anime, too. Some of the animes on there are, like, new animes that, like, these people couldn't get anywhere else. And Netflix is like, all right, let's see how you do.
Like Cannon Busters.
You'll get it. Yeah, like Cannon Busters. Like, let's see how you do. And then if it's good, if people streaming it, we can give you a second season. Let's go. Like, so I like that, you know? Yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
All right.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel just had a baby over the weekend, a secret baby. So that's why you gotta screw up your face like that, man.
When you got enough
kids, man. Shit, other people can have kids too, man.
When the fuck did you become the gossip train?
Right. That's
how is it gossip?
Nobody gives a fuck. They had a kid. Congratulations. I thought you were gonna come up with some real news.
Did they name kid after a Star Wars character or something? Because
so Chewie? I do have a bit of news that we never really covered, but I saw today. For anyone that's listening. the rumor about what was in the Wonder Woman 84 movie is factual. I will just leave it there. Once the podcast over, the three of us will talk about what I saw. So other than that, I'll just leave
it there. I don't know if it's going to be a spoiler.
I need to know where you be finding all these spoilers at.
We yeah, that boy, he be digging deep.
Yeah. No, I have the right sources, man.
He got the right sources.
I love it.
We got to talk to your sources.
One of my favorite actors in the entire world, Keanu Reeves, just created, he co-created a new comic called Berserker, where the character kind of looks like him, essentially. He plays a demigod who has been going around the world for centuries trying to figure out who he is, and he links up with the U.S. government to fight some stuff. So it is a 12 book issue. A lot of people are saying that they could possibly see Keanu turn this into a film. I don't think that's in the plans right now, but right now I just think he likes comics. He loves Japanese because I think he's like a quarter Japanese or something like that.
He is, yeah.
So he likes that because, you know, Ronin 47, things like that. He likes that and he loves comic books. So I think he put it all together. Plus the guy that he's worked with, like on Bill and Ted, the guy who does like the Bill and Ted comics and the Power Rangers comics is also joining forces with him to do this. So.
That feels great. Sorry, Dion. I apologize.
Wow.
I won't take no offense to that.
No, because that was a legitimate yawn. That wasn't about Keanu. Since we mentioned Keanu, apparently from what the article I read, it said that the final what's the name of the damn movie?
John Wick.
In the final John Wick, I'm assuming John Wick 4, rather, there will be an all out assassin war.
So that like every other film.
No, but there's never been an assassin war. It was everyone was after him, but this is like all the because pretty much at the end of John Wick 3, all hell broke
loose. Spoiler alert!
It's not a spoiler anymore.
If you ain't seen it, then something wrong.
Yeah, especially with what's coming out with the next because they're still trying to do those spinoffs with the Continental and then the Ballerina. Which
I don't mind either one of those. I'm more partial to the Ballerina because that was interesting, especially with the tattoos on their back and stuff. Like, I was very interested in that. But
yeah. So that will be interesting whenever that happens. Also, they started production. Well, they start filming in Uncharted in Germany, I believe, tomorrow. So that's always good. What else?
Which is starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. Yeah.
Nigga.
While we're talking about Netflix, Netflix is supposed to come out with a movie with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans.
It's supposed that to be sounds the hilarious. Highest.
I'm about to die. I'm going to melt when that trailer
it's
comes out.
It's supposed to be the most expensive movie, so I'm interested in what that'll be about.
That should be the first reaction video that we do. Her watching that trailer.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Y'all want to literally watch me melt? That's fine.
Okay.
And just put a gif of just water just...
Yeah, you like Flashdance? I mean,
I didn't from watching that YouTube video. I did not know that lady was half black.
You didn't know she was half black?
I really don't care for the movie, I just thought it was a white woman. So,
we also got the trailer for Project Power.
Yeah, that was good.
Another Netflix movie with Jamie Foxx. Oh yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. That was a good trailer.
Which I'm happy to see Joseph Gordon back. I'm like, I've missed him so.
Unfortunately, that movie does have Machine Gun Kelly in it, but you know.
He's actually a pretty good actor. He's not that bad of an actor.
He's good.
He's a better actor than he is a rapper.
Thank you.
So what's the problem then?
But they're good at keeping him in the pocket that he needs to be in. Yeah. I'm not trying to see a drama. The upside from him or nothing.
What else? John Boyega said he was interested in doing something for the last Avatar.
Speaking in a French accent.
He was trying to be British.
He was trying to be British, and it so badly.
I don't know what that was.
He was trying to be British.
I'm working on it.
He went through it. I'm like, oh, he gonna stop, and he just stopped. Like, no.
I'm trying to get better.
Whatever he said, John Boyega, he can't help but flip into like.
I'm trying to get better.
Get better, fam. Trash, fam.
Hope y'all trash, but it's okay.
No, but yeah, but as we read more into it, it looks like he, because it was interesting for him to say that, and I believe the creator of the last Avatar was like, "Did you watch the show?" And he was like, yeah, I just wanted to see basically if you was to, if there was the idea to write a story about African benders. So I think the creator was saying like that would be an interesting plot or whatever the case may be. It was interesting.
I dig that.
Yeah, I do too.
Because you already made two shows that was like very Asian based, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Not knocking Asian culture because the way that they presented it was like amazing and majestic and it was great. I would love for somebody to do that for African culture.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make us all look like we don't eat and we cover their flies.
Apparently, there's a movie coming out that I didn't even know was had a first look at it. They're doing another Sherlock Holmes movie on Netflix.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm good.
Starring Millie Bobby Brown.
I heard about that.
Henry Cavill, Sam Claflin, and Helena Bonham Carter, where Millie Bobby Brown is playing Sherlock's sister.
I'm good on that.
I'll watch it.
No, but there's a lot of controversy with. At first I was like, "What are you talking about?" But the more you keep talking about it, it's a lot of controversy with that because of the estate of the guy that created Sherlock Holmes,
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Thank you, sir. He, after so many years, like you have to. He has strict rules that you have to go by his stories or like by the characters in there, and he's never talked about
a sister.
Her hat, like mm-hmm. the sister. And his estate has a big issue with that. A big issue with that.
So, wait, hold on. So, he has a big issue with a girl in the story.
He doesn't want them fucking with his story.
He doesn't want them messing with the story like that.
He thinks the stories are fine as is, and he doesn't want anybody adding to the mystique of Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't have an issue with Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock, where Sherlock and Moriarty were kind of gay.
That's up to the interpretation.
It's
still Sherlock and Moriarty. It's not Sherlock.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what it is.
It's that same bullshit. It's that same bullshit with the whole Bond thing. You can get out of here with that. I'm sorry.
No, but
it's
I feel like you reach same. It because it's like it's if I same. Created a storyline, like
look
if
at
I created,
him stretching. Like, he's stretching for that reach. He's stretching
if
for
I
that reach.
If I created like a 5-volume book of a character, I don't want anybody to mess up my like. Don't add in nothing new. Take this source material that I'm giving you and have fun. But do not add in characters. I don't think it has anything.
Stay in
to
that
do with
sandbox.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with her being a girl.
That's like Game of Thrones, and they adding a character that was never there.
Oh, speaking of that, Starbucks. Game of Thrones is now casting for the prequel.
Okay.
Anyway.
Carry on.
I just think that I haven't even seen the series, but I'm saying after what I've been hearing, Abysmal series finale. Do you think people really care about?
I think there are people that actually believe the series ended off well, me being one of them, and wow. I would debate anybody on how that series ended.
Well, we'll leave that one up.
We won't do that this episode, then.
Yeah. To me, like I said, it just goes back on my thing about prequels. I just think inherently a story should start where it's supposed to start. I'm not a big fan of prequels because
he did write a story about stuff.
I know what's pretty much going to happen. Like, that's like what we talked about over a year ago now on Krypton. Mm-hmm. I don't see the point in having that show because nothing of that adds to the story of Superman outside of the planet blowing up. That's the only crux of that narrative device. So
all the chaotic shit, regardless of all the chaotic shit they do, we all know the planet blows up.
We all know they're going to die. Okay, some old dudes fucked some girls. They may have been witches, and then there were some dragons. Those dragons died and had eggs, and then those eggs will be what the Queen of Dragons has.
Okay, so with the prequel, there's so much they can cover that they didn't cover in the books, and that's fine. But I'm glad you brought up Krypton because we forgot one new story. The DC... what's his name? The Gotham show on HBO Max.
Oh, Matt Reeves' show.
Matt Reeves' Gotham show on HBO Max starring Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah. The only reason I'll give it a chance.
Did we not just do this?
Is because it's Jeffrey Wright, and he is a world-class actor. I think they can learn from the mistakes that Gotham had. Like I said, Gotham is a perplexing show because it had so many things in there that really could have set it apart from any other comic book TV show, but it just the viewership started failing, and they just said, okay,
are you talking about the entanglement
stuff that people know about Batman in there? Let's throw a full-fledged Riddler, let's throw Mr. Freeze before Batman's even hit puberty. Age Poison Ivy up 25 years because we made her a kid for no reason when we didn't have to. Let's make Batman and Catwoman be each other's first kisses. You know, they did shit they didn't need to, and they had a lot of good stuff they could have did in there, and mainly they could have not killed the damn Waynes in the first 20 minutes of the episode.
So, okay, here's the question I have. For this Gotham show that they're doing on HBO Max, mm-hmm. is this a prequel, or is this going alongside with the movies?
I haven't been able to find out anything certain about that yet.
That, and that's going to be the main crutch, because you really, there's no point in doing it. If you do it alongside the movies, you then have to play by the rule book of what the TV show does. Agents of Shield, for the most part, deviated from the movies.
They definitely deviated this time. They're playing with time
Sure. There's like from second season on, they deviated. Like the second season, they hinted at the movies, but they never were like.
Well, that's why they had
after to. After the third season. I think after the third season.
Okay, I'll say the third.
God bless you. Is that a blessing? Oh, okay.
First season, they most definitely did. But
I would say this TV show, if we're going to talk about Commissioner Gordon, I feel like the best you can do, if you're not going to connect it to the movies, the best you can do is just make this a really dark cop procedural that we've never seen before, and then maybe having elements of those, like, of the Batman roles kind of come in to see where Batman came from, in a sense, but not have a Batman in the... So, like, maybe you have somebody in there that, you know, just like some supernatural elements, you see the use, because it's like Gotham PD has to have won sometime. Okay, they have
to. I really can't count their wins, man. They take a lot of
elements. I really can't either, but I'm just saying for Batman to not be Batman until he's at a certain age, they have to have had some wins so that the city didn't go down the tube, right? So if you show us like a good Gotham up into a point where stuff starts to, like, slowly but surely every season,
it was just all gangs.
The city gets darker.
And mob bosses,
Like the finale, the series ends with like the Bat Signal maybe or something like that. I can see that playing off, but I don't.
What, he's gonna be like, all right, I had enough of this shit. Bring in the Batman.
Right. All right. Go up to the roof. Go up to the roof and hit that light.
Or even if they have Batman in the series, we never see him.
But you know what they could do? What they could do as a favor to Whedon or whoever's doing the movie is hint at Batgirl.
Matt Reeves. What did you?
No. I'm not.
Whedon. Oh, that Batgirl movie's that's gone, man. That's gone. They ain't doing that shit no more. Unfortunately. Yeah, that's gone.
Which
Whedon's out. Which I mean, like, my nerve boner got hard when I said Batgirl and Josh Whedon. I'm like, this is it. This is gonna kick Captain Marvel's ass. You know, this is their thing.
But okay, so other than that, do we have any? Like, I can't think of anything else they really announced. We got a new trailer for Lucifer, the first part of the ending season, final season.
There are talks of a possible season 6. So
let's I can see them.
I believe they already got signed for their season 6 already.
Yeah,
they might. Oh,
they
really have.
They already pinned a season 6.
So
wrote the season, but they've already got a contract for it.
I will say Lucifer might be the most consistently good show that DC's done so far, other than maybe Flash.
Yeah, I don't know about Flash, man. Flash has some peaks and some valleys.
Lucifer has been pretty damn good from start to finish.
And the Flash has not always been good from start to finish.
And they haven't had any DC references.
I feel like if I had to give a DC show with Lucifer, I would say maybe Black Lightning, because Black Lightning got better as it came.
I'll say that.
Show that started kind of like you was like, okay, and then you was like, yo, that next season, that next episode, like, I would equate it to like maybe Black Lightning.
I agree with that.
I'm curious about this season of Lucifer simply because how they're like turning the mythos of Christian, you know, Judeo-Christian like religion up on his head, whereas Lucifer's adversary has always been Michael in the Bible, but then we find out in Lucifer his brother is his twin brother, which part of me is kind of like, I'm not too sure, because Lucifer is supposed to be like the most beautiful, but he got a twin. But so I'm going to let that go from the Bible that I know. But I'm curious just to see how this plays out in the series.
Hey, she has a Sherlock Holmes shirt on.
Just some more quick news. Saturday Night Live will return to the studio this fall, but without audience, more than likely.
Yeah.
So like seasons 35 through 40.
Dang.
You are horrible.
Outside of the Eddie Murphy episode.
How you feel though?
Like, you're right. How do you really feel? The Alienist, Angel of Darkness is back. Season 2 of The Alienist is back.
First two episodes were good.
I think that's one of the most underrated shows out there.
I heard a lot of good things about season 1.
It was really good.
It's in my list to watch of stuff to watch.
Do it.
Amazon is doing a comic based animated show about Invincible, who was a indie character.
That's made by Robert Kirkman. If Netflix is smart,
you might as well go and find all these like underground comic books that people love. And
that's what they're doing.
Umbrella Academy.
Awesome. Yeah. I think it's great.
Old Guard.
Yeah. And they might deviate a little but they still stay like real Cursed. Close.
Lemony Snicket's.
I'm so mad that it got canceled. That was so good.
Technically, Sabrina, too, because Sabrina is based off of comic
book. That's getting ready to end.
Yep. Neil Patrick Harris was so clutch in that role, but,
Yeah, I actually didn't think anybody was going to outdo Jim Carrey, and he outdid Jim Carrey.
Me neither. Oh, my God, he did.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When he wants to really turn that on, he's not just a punchline spewing Barney. Like, dude's got chops.
High six. Right. All right, we got 27 minutes, so let's keep it moving. What topic do you want to talk about before we close out for the night? Don't everybody get silent. What you got on the list? What you got on the docket, La?
We got top 3 black sitcoms. Top 3 90s sitcoms. I'm looking at my board. We've talked about this before. But Cease, shout out to Cease. He kind of like brought it back up in my brain to like kind of like make a regular segment of like, because they've been making a lot of remakes lately, and remakes of like really good films, classic films. Like, we talked about maybe they should just start remaking bad films. And so is there any bad film remakes you would like to see?
I wish I would have known before now so I could have got a couple written down, but
I mean, you Scott left
Pilgrim versus the World.
Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
I did that just to piss off Kyle. I'm just kidding, man.
They actually just did a reading. I think they did
a
reading.
I'm just kidding.
Honestly,
the movie they should remake is Ant-Man the Wasp.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone's a critic.
I'm just kidding. But you know what though? I want to bring up something before we get to that. It has been like almost a full year for us actually doing this together. And I do have one question I want to bury a hatchet. To my brother, Zero, like family, I really have to know. Is that really your ninth best movie? Like, real talk.
He really like thinks that. It's been a year.
Number 9 until I die, baby. Top ten dead or alive, baby.
And you know what? I completely understand it. I will never bring it up again. That's your movie, man.
If you guys never pushed me up this hill, I would have never let this shit carry on like this.
No. So anytime I get a chance, you do that shit because you'll just tag all of us in something from Ant-Man and Wasp, something with Ant-Man. Okay.
You by guys pushed me up the hill.
Until he kept tagging me. I'm like, fam.
By the way, Tesla, did you really not get what we were talking about in
he
that
got
picture?
It. He got it. He saw
it. Oh, I got it. I was being an asshole.
Yeah, he got it. He saw Ant-Man.
But unfortunately, there is... I did want to bring up something because we didn't cover it in movie and TV news. That was kind of sad this weekend. Unfortunately, we did lose Naya Rivera. She did pass away at the age of 33.
That hurts me.
I don't want to bring up keep on too long, but she was a great actress. It's very sad the story that happened, but we want to give our thoughts and prayers to the family, to her son, to everyone that's affected by this. It's a hard time out there for everyone. So
I feel like she went out a hero though. Real talk.
Yeah, she went out a hero. Yeah. Her Shad Gaspar, that hurt me. I'm not the biggest fan of Glee, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, don't please be okay. Please be okay.
I actually never watched an episode of Glee. It just didn't appeal to me. I don't like singing. But when I was watching a retrospective on her, I really didn't realize how much shit she had been in since she was a kid.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Family Matters, Smart Guy, Bernie Mac, Soul Food. Like,
she been out there. She worked.
She was really a working actor since she was like a toddler, basically. And like, it really seemed like she was really a part of a lot of things that I really grew up loving. So it really is such a loss.
But just to add on to that, though, like, what's his name? The creator, Ryan Murphy, has decided. I think Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk, I believe they created Glee together, decided to create a college fund in her for her son so he can go to college.
That's good. That's classic.
Yeah.
Since we were mentioning people that passed recently, the great John Lewis passed, I believe, Saturday night. Just want to say prayers to the family and how much of a big figure he's been in everyone's life as in Black history. I believe he's the last of Martin Luther King's troop of homeboys.
I believe he is.
So when you look at that photo, that March on Selma, and a lot of the stuff with the
Jesse Jackson, but you know,
he's right. He's right there. He's one of the like the first figures you see next to Dr. King.
Yeah. So.
And also, we lost Kelly Preston, wife of John Travolta, absolutely. The actress you've seen a lot of things from.
I didn't realize who she was, and then they start showing movies, and I was like, fuck, I know exactly who that is. Yeah.
It was funny. I was actually just watching a video of some list on YouTube, and they mentioned how she used to date Charlie Sheen and was engaged to him back in the 80s. Mm. And she was one of the first people that really made him go and get help for his drug habit, because he was strung out on drugs, came home one night. She thought he was cheating, but he was really doing drugs, probably cheating.
Yeah.
And she took his pants and was throwing them, and he had a handgun in there, and it almost killed her. Mm. And that's what broke them up. So it was just a weird thing. I was just watching videos probably from like last year, and it mentioned her. She just passed off.
Well, she did say that he didn't try to shoot her. So see, that's what everybody thought. Everybody thought he tried to shoot her. She, in 2011, she explained that like he did not try to shoot her. So.
And I really want to send some, like, granted he may not take these because of his religious beliefs, but John Travolta, I'd send my thoughts and prayers and love out to him because 11 years ago, he lost his son, Jet.
Yeah.
And now he's lost his wife. So, I mean, that guy.
And according to, like, friends of the family, I don't know who it is, but I do kind of believe it. They were saying that she was, like, the heart, soul, glue of the family. Like, she kept everything running. Mm-hmm. She kept everything together. So, I agree with Chaos, like my thoughts and prayers, because as of late, John Travolta has been off his rocker a little bit. It seems like he goes back and forth between being like
Idina Menzel.
You feel me? Like, and not even that, just like
his, Adele Dazeem.
You know what I mean? Like just his appearances in front of people, just, you know, like he's been going a little bit back and forth. So to lose like maybe his anchor, I'll say, is you know, thoughts and prayers. Plus, Jet looked just like him. So the son that was like your twin, and then lose your wife. It's.
And then he named his son Jet because his biggest passion in the world is really flying planes.
Right. So
you know, he is one of those actors like Bruce Willis and Nicolas Cage, to where like if they actually wanted to act, they're some of the best actors out there. But when they just want to do that direct to DVD, just give me my paycheck shit, like that shit is just taking their career.
I don't mind. Yeah,
I'll be like, damn, he was in that,
right? Right. It was something like, damn, Bruce Willis was in this.
And those normally are horrible movies. And I think you brought the idea. Before we went off on the tangent, Zero brought the idea of horrible movies, or not sorry, La brought the idea of horrible movies to be remade.
Give her her flowers before they die.
I got the perfect horrible movie to be remade.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go first.
The Last Airbender.
No, No, no.
To be remade properly. To be remade properly.
Let it die. Yeah. Let it die.
No, but it is. No, but it is. They are making a live action version, a new one.
And it'll never be as good as the anime. It will never be.
Yes, it will, you know, because the creators are a part of it now.
Yeah, they have say in this one.
And they're doing it through Netflix.
Yeah. And by the way, anyone that wants to, anyone that's listening that wants to say, oh, well, Last Airbender isn't an anime. Yes, the fuck it is.
It is.
That series is an anime through and through.
I know. I've watched that anime occasionally. So
that third season of The Last Airbender is the greatest anime season I have.
I asked you earlier if you watched The Last Airbender, and you told me no.
Who, me?
No, I'm talking about, yeah.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I probably wasn't paying attention.
Chaos watched the anime?
That's what I'm saying.
Chaos watched the anime?
That's only because
it was Americanized.
You can tell it's Americanized. You can tell that people don't even know the distinction that it is an anime. So he was probably like, let me just see.
I'll tell you another anime you watched.
I know an anime when I see
it. I tell you another anime you watched. The Boondocks.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. I've said that for years.
That's every black person.
That's one of my favorite animes. That
I have a movie that was bad that I want remade so badly because it has so much potential.
What?
Metroid?
Jupiter? No. Fuck. Jupiter Ascending.
There's nothing redeemable about that.
Mm-hmm.
They could. They'll probably do a better job doing that animated.
You could do that as a series. You could do that as a complete series.
I can see a series.
It'd probably be done
better as a series. Mario Brothers.
If we're gonna say what?
No,
oh, God.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I mean,
no,
it deserves it, but no.
8-year-old me was ready to leave movie theater.
I said Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's a cult classic. I actually liked it. It was terrible, but it was so good.
What? Yeah.
It's so bad.
When they did Yoshi?
It's so bad. It's so good.
Mario.
The Koopas?
The
Koopas?
The Koopas? That's
like, oh my God. The Koopas? Yoshi?
Koopas, man?
The Koopas were retarded giants. They were.
How many Marios are there between you? It's three. It's Mario, and Luigi Mario.
And they can't even do it because my man who played Mario was named Bob Haskins. He's passed away.
He said that everybody hated that movie. He said that was the worst film he's ever done.
And
Dennis Hopper said his son asked him one time, "Dad, why did you do this movie?" And he said to his son, "Son, you need shoes, don't you?" And his son said, "Dad, I don't need shoes that badly."
They made Bowser look so trash in that movie.
Everything was bad about that movie.
Seriously, I wouldn't mind. I really wouldn't mind a remake because somebody can literally because what I want some movies to do for me because. I want them to start using the technology that James Cameron used on Avatar,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the motion cap, because you can like draw anything over a person. So you can literally mocap people and make them look exactly like Mario and Luigi and all this kind of
stuff. That's cool, but I want to say something because you brought up that movie. Avatar, overrated as fuck.
Oh, God, yes.
I give you that. Yeah, absolutely.
Overrated as fuck. It's just space cowboys and aliens.
It's Fern Gully meets Dancing with Wolves.
Hell, Cowboys and Aliens, the movie was better than that.
No, it's Pocahontas.
The white guy that invades the native population to try to take them down from the inside, who then falls in love with the native girl and then decides that they're not the savages, that the Americanized or regular ones are the bad ones and turns against them in a big revolt.
Avatar
and
isn't...
Then at blue asses.
Yeah, Avatar is not Pocahontas because at least in Avatar, there was not a 34-year-old man hitting on a teenager.
But let's call it spade a spade.
They're aliens,
the animated
though.
One, they could be one. They never did that. But in that Colin Farrell one, that was prominent. So let's just call it spade a spade. Disney at least was like, let's make her. We ain't gonna say ages, but just
you'll think she's about 19.
You know what I mean?
Okay, La. But, what movie would you bring up?
It's a few of them. Right now, if I had to remake a movie, even bad movies to me are good because of the time that they came out and how I like nostalgia. But I would love a very refined ghetto remake of Baps.
Oh, that would be nice.
No.
What's wrong with Baps?
No.
What's wrong with Baps?
listen, the core story of BAPS is really good.
Yeah. BAPS is the girls of today. BAPS are the original City Girls.
But what I'm saying is, right? You can flip the script. You ain't gotta make them ghetto. You ain't gotta make them like, we from here.
That's BAPS.
That soundtrack is gonna have a follow-up. It's gonna have Doja Cat. It's gonna have City Girl. It's gonna Cardi have B. Megan Thee Stallion, Swati, all them chicks.
The baby.
It's Sweetie, baby. Not Swati.
Whatever her name is.
Saweetie. I would love a remake of BAPS. Like I feel like you could refine it, make it a little more clean because the core part of that story was like amazing.
Refined and clean don't go with the word BAPS.
That's the epitome of what happened with them.
BAPS is Black American Princess. It's like, what are you talking about?
But the whole thing was they were ghetto girls from the hood that went up to a preppy white old guy. That's the whole thing.
But what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be that over the top.
You know they're gonna have Joanne the Scammer in there. They have a bunch of motherfuckers in there that don't belong in that movie. You know that's gonna happen.
Not if I'm doing it.
The Cash Me Outside girls don't be.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I can see it now.
You guys are terrible.
See it now.
They're horrible. Because the core of that movie and how it ended was solid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying the movie isn't good. I'm just saying, in today's America, no, that should be crazy.
13 minutes.
Mine, because I just heard this top, because I just heard this topic and didn't have time to prep. It's really just the ending I would change if I was going to remake this movie. It's Law Abiding Citizen.
Oh, I love that movie,
but I hate the ending. Clyde should have won. The whole story was about him going against the system that wronged him. Jamie Foxx was the bad guy. He could have sought justice against the men that raped and killed his daughter, but he just wanted to keep a clean record.
And his wife too.
Yeah, and he didn't. And that's what led Clyde to go on revenge and kill everybody because they could have got justice for his family, which was all he was asking for. And then they said,
but that doesn't make Jamie Foxx the bad guy. That's semantics. That just makes Clive Owen. That just makes him. That the first is not Clive Owen. It's Gerard Butler. And secondly,
that's his character name.
Oh, okay. But secondly, all it does is make him an anti-hero. That makes him nothing but a Punisher. That's all.
But he still shouldn't have died. That's what I would change. I'll change it. I would have him win. Jamie Foxx's character loses because he was the antagonist.
But I think it's good that he died because all that pain and anger, like his whole thing was to set out to change a system that was kind of like corrupt. And by him dying, it kind of made him a martyr and made them have to change everything. If he didn't die, he would be this angry dude by himself with no family. This way, at least you can imagine that he's with his family.
It was peace. And at least he changed something. Yeah, it changed Jamie Foxx's something. Yeah.
What did he change? Jamie Foxx still gonna try to do that shit so he can get his little bonus.
You ain't seen it, so you don't know. Don't be trying to play.
He gonna be like, yeah, that shit was Clyde was crazy. We shot holes in that.
We killed that. It's holes in that.
All right,
pick another movie.
10 minutes.
You go. Somebody else go.
He mad now. He can't talk about it.
If I had to change another movie, fuck. I was gonna say Thor: The Dark World, but that's too fucking easy because that movie need to be fixed so damn badly.
Honestly, the only thing I would do about that movie, if it was me, I would not have Jane Foster in that movie.
Yeah, that just dragged it down.
I really didn't have an issue with that film. Maybe the pacing, but I really didn't see everybody's. I liked everybody's acting. I really didn't care for Jane Foster because she didn't add anything to it. She was just she was just a vessel for the ether to make it to Asgard. That's the only, I mean, Thor could have got possessed by it. You know what I mean? Like anybody could have got possessed by it. So
hell, you could have had Loki get possessed and it would have added a better dynamic to their relationship.
Exactly.
Loki has to be dying and Thor has to reconcile with his feelings about his brother's dying.
He did it in the movie anyway.
Okay. But I'm saying, you could have a whole movie instead of the last 5 minutes.
I have a movie that wasn't entirely bad, but I don't see why. I get why it didn't get a sequel, but I wish it would have had its own series. and that movie is Wanted.
I get that.
Wanted deserved to be a three-part series.
Yeah, there was
so much, especially if you play the video game after watching the movie. There was so much backstory.
That's classic McAvoy, man. Classic.
Because the fact that Fox isn't dead. There's so much out, like the French of
that Wesley becomes the best assassin in the world and really takes up
that he gets his father's suit. All that shit could have been done in the second movie. That whole game is a second movie, as far as I'm concerned. That should have been a series. Even if you replaced him, that would
have been okay. I have one now, since you made me think of something. So I have one now. A bad movie that I would like to see redone, even though it's getting redone.
We don't get that movie.
It was so bad. It was so bad. He got frozen again.
I know, right? He looked like Zero when we talk about Star Wars.
And you tried to do it, but you blinked and the blinds behind you are moving.
I know.
So it doesn't work.
We're close, though.
Damn,
poor guy.
But yeah, Wanted. I feel as though Need for Speed needs to be remade, because
honestly, you know what I would like remade?
You didn't like Need for Speed?
I like I enjoyed the movie for what it was, but they don't. It doesn't. You don't need to do it.
You know what I would like to have remade, honestly, or maybe just advertised better. I Am Number 4.
Oh my god! Yes. That has so much potential.
That should have been turned into a show.
They could have made that a trilogy, and they could have made that a TV show, like they did
Immortal. Whatever that shit was.
Immortal Engines.
That should have been redone.
Shadowhunters. Like they did Shadowhunters.
I can see that, but
yeah, they should have did that.
There's elements of I Am Number 4 that I actually dig, and I'm like, this could be like, but I was very intrigued by like the other beings and all the other numbers, and then it was like,
especially if you read the books, because you know what happens next.
Controversy of like, you know, choking a bitch or something. I don't know. He did something. I was like,
so before you froze, what was your movie?
Ghostbusters 2016.
Oh, because the Ghostbusters?
I never saw it.
Yes.
Don't, I didn't either.
Don't. Honestly. And I'm not saying that to be funny. Just don't. It's a waste of time. It says no. It doesn't do anything redeeming, in my opinion. But having Ghostbusters is cool, but they went completely against the grain. They had them be in a completely different universe to where the original Ghostbusters that we know didn't even happen. They had all the original actors come and make guest appearances outside of Harold Ramis, obviously, not playing their characters. I will spoil this. They killed Bill Murray's character.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly bad. And then, honestly, from a filmmaking point of view, it's bad because they tried to have all the actresses riff and freestyle their lines. When you're doing that inside of a narrative that has to hit certain beats with the film to progress the story, freestyling and riffing does not add to that. Doing that in a film like Spy or what was the one she did with Melissa McCarthy did with Sandra Bullock, Hot Pursuit or something. Yeah, The Heat. They all kind of the same film. That kind of plays. But when you have a legendary IP like that, it just did not flow well. So I would love to see a film with four females in the ghost busting world tackle that, and it could still be a comedy,
right?
But it would just have a tighter script, better structure, and respect to the source material, which this didn't. Because my whole thing, and I said this before the film even got out, when I first heard of the concept, I'm like, why not just make a female ghost hunters film instead of just calling it Ghostbusters when you're not having any tie back to the original film? But
that's true.
But the thing that pisses me off, they still have callbacks to the original film. They have them ride in a hearse. They have them have the suits. They have the proton packs. And it's like they just come up with this stuff, but it's giving us who grew up with it a wink and a nod, but in the story, it means nothing really.
So I'm glad Kyle brought, Chaos brought this, because I have two movies to end this off.
Last one.
The last two. I want them to redo Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I would like that.
Okay.
One video game series that deserves to get a remake. The one that no one ever talks about.
Go ahead.
Hitman.
It's had like three chances. Movies.
They only had two. But I want to tell them Timothy Oliphant as Hitman was perfect. Why would you replace him?
Because the movie didn't hit. The movie ain't hit like that.
I was so mad when that happened. It
wasn't hitting, man.
Well, we're done.
And with that being said, we are finished for the night, for the day, or whenever you hear us. Let's get these socials out. Where can they find you, La?
You can find me on all social media, IG, Facebook, Twitter, at Black Girl Marvel,
Bumble, YouTube. Tinder.
I mean, if you want to holla at your girl.
Wow.
I got you can follow my podcast at Black Girl Marvel on Anchor, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. And right now my YouTube page at Black Girl Marvel is taking requests for any TV shows or films or maybe comics you want me to check out and kind of review. I have my video for The Last Jedi with Chaos coming up, and I'll say in a couple of days, because I'm working on editing and adding stuff. And I will be doing something with each of these guys. So,
Tyler, what you look like?
Facts. I live my life.
All right. And Tesla, where can they find you?
Everywhere on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at JTesla, JAYTEZLA. As I mentioned before, you can find my blog review of Ghost of Tsushima, non-spoiler, on jtezlanerd.wordpress.com. Hopefully one of these days the album I put out on Spotify gets released. But other than that, you can go to from jtesla.bandcamp.com. The album is $10, and we are back at it again in the lab. The second beat for week six of year two is out. This week is totally on, it'll be completely on Lupe Fiasco. So yeah,
Ghost of Tsushima inspired.
You know what? That's funny, because I was like, shit, it really kind of is, but fuck. Because it was between Ghost and Lupe, and I'm like, I don't want to do Ghost. I've already done the Japanese one. Mm. I can get away with Lupe.
All right, and where can we find you, Chaos?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. That's KYOS. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. And you can find me in the Reality Era news page on Facebook, Talking Wrestling. And you can always find me at the Wakanda Podcast. This Facebook page is on Facebook.
All right. Last but not least, myself, you can find me at Wakanda Podcast. Is this Facebook group? We might be going through some. Actually, we are going through some changes. So there is construction going on. And maybe in the next few months, you'll see some definite changes, even with the podcast and stuff like that. We got some ideas going around, or I have some ideas that I'm shuffling around and talking to everybody about and see what they like and what they don't like. But we're going to make some changes. This episode and the previous episode of our podcast should be going up on either Facebook or YouTube. We got to figure it out, but we're going to get that done. Hey, Tesla, did you record this?
Yes, I'm recording. Yep.
Okay, good. All right, so I wouldn't want to say that, and then we don't have an episode, but still. So that's going on. Really look like you're about to fall asleep. If you want to, you can relieve some of the pressure on your do-rag, and you'll be able to be conscious. But let me finish. Also, you can find me... Hey! Also, you can find me at Blacklist Gamers, and on YouTube, and... Not YouTube, you can find me on YouTube at Blacklist Gamers as well. YouTube at What Kind of Podcast Is This, which probably is going to change the name soon. Twitter, The Red Faced Monster, and as well as Instagram, and then on Facebook, Mark McKinney. That's where you find me. Also, before this comes out, you're probably going to hear this after what comes out. We have a bonus episode. It's actually with me and my wife. We did it over.
Look at him blushing.
Y'all are something else.
We came down from the mountains.
We will not have it.
We will not have it by this 15-year-old child. He really came after a 15-year-old's neck.
My favorite, no, okay, before you finish up, my favorite part of that whole thing, he's like, you couldn't even keep your own father. The way he
father.
I was like, murk him, dog. He just talked about your daddy. I was so mad.
And then,
and then 3 weeks later, they got some crazy aliens. Hey, can you come fight with me? I got you back, dog.
Are you done?
Bring the crew.
All right. So back to what I was saying. There is going to be another episode. I took care of it already. It's going to be episode 27 and a half. It's a bonus episode between me and my wife. We had done during our anniversary week. And we had a good conversation. And it's supposed to be rolling into actually her own. Shut up. This all serious. It's supposed to be rolling into her own podcast that I'm working on with her.
Oh, that's cool.
A special producer is actually on that podcast as well. So he got a little bit of his music mixed on there from his brand new album.
So you did a backdoor pilot episode.
He pulled a Supergirl.
You damn right I did.
he pulled a Flash.
But whatever the case may be, like we always say, you ain't gotta go home.
Run, Barry, run.
But you definitely gotta get the fuck out of here. I have spoken.
This is the way.
Seacrest out.
Peace.